Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this beautiful, chaotic world we call life. And let's be honest, sometimes life feels like it throws us curveballs faster than a pitcher in a World Series game. Ever feel like you're constantly battling distractions, doubts, or just plain old fear holding you back? Well, buckle up, Buttercup, because today we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful. Embracing your inner strength and courage. Because guess what? You are way tougher than you think. I know, it sounds cheesy, but stick with me here. Think about it. You've already conquered mountains in your life, even if those mountains were just finishing that last assignment before a deadline or finally asking someone out on a date. We all have these hidden reserves of strength, waiting to be unleashed. And the best part? Cultivating courage isn't about becoming fearless, it's about acknowledging your fears and choosing to act anyway. So, how do we unlock this inner badassery? Here are 5 key takeaways that I swear by. First up, reframe those negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds love to play tricks on us, whispering doubts like, you can't do it, or, what if you fail? Well, it's time to call out those self-sabotaging gremlins. When that voice pops up, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Or is it just my brain trying to keep me in my comfort zone? Most of the time, those negative thoughts are just fear disguised as logic. So, challenge them head on and replace them with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I am strong, or, I can handle this. Believe it or not, our brains respond to these positive messages like a magnet to metal. Second, step outside your comfort zone. I know, stepping out of that familiar bubble can feel terrifying. But trust me, that's where the magic happens. Think about that time you tried something new and ended up loving it. Maybe it was joining a dance class, learning a new language, or even just ordering something different at your favorite restaurant. Remember that exhilarating feeling of accomplishment? That's what I'm talking about. So, take small steps each day to push your boundaries. It could be as simple as striking up a conversation with a stranger, saying, yes, to an invitation you'd normally decline, or even just taking a different route home. Third, practice self-compassion. We often beat ourselves up for mistakes or setbacks, but what if we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a friend? It's okay to make mistakes, it's part of the learning process. Instead of dwelling on those imperfections, focus on your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments. You deserve it. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. Just like plants need sunlight and water to thrive, we humans need nurturing relationships to flourish. Seek out friends, family members, or mentors who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in your potential. Remember, you don't have to go through this journey alone. And finally, remember that courage is a muscle that gets stronger with use. The more you face your fears, the easier it becomes. It's like those old Nike commercials, just do it. Seriously though, every time you step outside your comfort zone, you're building resilience and confidence for future challenges. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah was terrified of public speaking. She wanted to share her ideas at work, but the thought of standing in front of everyone made her stomach churn. I told her, Sarah, start small. Volunteer to give a presentation at your local book club. It's a low-pressure environment where you can practice and get comfortable. She took my advice, and guess what? She rocked it. She even got compliments on her engaging delivery. Then, she started speaking at company meetings, and now she's a total public speaking rock star. You see, Sarah faced her fear, and in doing so, unlocked a whole new level of confidence and empowerment. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to help you tap into your inner strength and courage. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let fear hold you back from living your best life. Embrace the challenge, step outside your comfort zone, and watch yourself soar. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways that you've faced your fears and found your inner strength? Share your stories in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Affirmations for Distractible Minds. We're here to support you on this journey every step of the way. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.